The sound of jazz by a skilled trio of musicians greets visitors at one of the most highly regarded events of the season, the awarding on Thursday of the Czech National Prize for the year's outstanding design. Traditionally, the event, organized by the Design Center in cooperation with the Quality Council of the Czech Republic, titled Excellent Product of the Year, is held at Prague's Bethlehem Chapel. And it's nothing if not prestigious. It draws hundreds of designers as well as government ministers, manufacturers, and business insiders to get a look at, as well as to applaud, the year's best. The head of the Design Center, Karel Kobosil, explains how over the years the competition has changed to reflect major progress in Czech design.
There's a big difference today. In the early 1990s, many companies faced big changes and restructuring, and many didn't survive the transition to the free market. But of those that did, many invested in new design. A lot of new materials also arrived and design changed. Today, design here is more imaginative and exalted, and new designers themselves have come of age. Today's new generation is the most modern ever, with all the latest technology and a great overview of the newest trends. All that has had an effect.
Prizes in the competition are offered in many different categories, the most significant labeling either good or excellent design, as well as the two major awards. The national prize is given in two categories, one for best product, the other for best graphic design. In the competition, proposals need not have yet been manufactured, the case with one of this year's overall winners, Škoda Auto's Joyster, a sexy and sporty concept. On Thursday, Škoda's shiny yellow prototype was parked in the sun and admired by visitors. The Czech Design Center's Karel Kobosil, once again.
I think I can say that there was a lot of debate over whom to award the national prize for best product among members of the international jury. I myself was a member and the debate was fierce. There was a lot of support for the closest contender, the NanoSpider, a machine which produces non-woven textiles from nanofibers, technology that was developed in the Czech Republic, which we can be proud of. But Škoda are great too. It's a great design, and I think if it were already on the market, it'd be an instant world, or at least European hit.
Not surprisingly, members of Škoda's 60-member design team were delighted with the recognition. Team head Jens Manske.
To get this award, and especially this award, what we received today, the National Design Prize of Czech Republic, is a very, very important award for us. And it shows us, basically, that we went into the right direction with the Joyster design concept. We think there's a need, there's a demand for cars like this, a little bit lower, a little sportier, a little bit more emotional. And it's really clear the customer should and will have joy and fun driving and using that car.
And is there any kind of set date when we could expect an announcement or any idea when we'll find out?
I'm still waiting for myself for that date. So no, we didn't decide it yet.
In case you're wondering, the hatchback Joyster parked outside Bethlehem Chapel runs, but only just. It's still a question whether the real thing will ever make it into production. A good amount of market research still lies ahead.
It's still a prototype. We try to make it able to drive, so it can work until 50 kilometers, yeah. But the whole car is made of fiberglass, and, you know, the parts is not like a production car, definitely not.
If that was the main prize for production design, what about the prize for graphic design? In that category, this year's national prize went to Jan Kolář, who created the logo for one of the Czech Republic's regions, Hradec Králové, in eastern Bohemia. The logo, the jury surmised, successfully stylized the shape of the region as seen on the map with the letter K, representing the region's name. According to the jury, the logotype was designed with great professionalism and had great communication potential. Ivana Krejčeva, the head of the regional office which will use the logo, said the following at Thursday's ceremony.
Of course, we're very pleased and our thanks goes to the designer. The logo, which emphasizes the region's shape, will be used to represent us, even if we, of course, also have an historic coat of arms. It will be used to represent our region.
The two designs rated most highly, of course, were only two of many. Other items recognized were runners-up in technical fields or sports and leisure, including an innovative hot air balloon basket and burner. Other items then included a pram for disabled children, a 125cc motorbike, a new tram interior, and a visually striking new tractor from the Czech brand name Zetor.
The most important thing is that the international jury guarantees, at home and abroad, that all the designs recognized meet top European parameters.
A success, says the design center Skarel Kobosil, already looking forward to 2008. Now it's on to next year, the start of a long selection process once more that will again boil down to the select best in roughly 12 months' time.
Thank you very much.